To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cordell Woodland at 8:30. World of Stupid at 8:45. But right now, the Ravens at 6-7. Jeremy Kahn. They go on the road this Sunday, Cincinnati, to take on the Bengals. They lost previously to the Bengals. If they get swept by the Bengals and fall to 6-8, is their season over?
I would say yes. Like, again, all the different outcomes we've had, and I'm saying yes, even though I don't believe the Steelers are going to win 3 out of the next 4. You know, I don't believe that's going to happen, and I don't know what happens with the tiebreakers when it comes down to it. Could you win 3 out of your last 4 and lose against the Bengals and still get in? Probably. You know, you could probably win your division, but now you need help from other teams against the Steelers.
They can, I mean, mathematically, but it's
That's what I'm trying to say. Yes, they are eliminated in my mind. Right. Mathematically, they're still able to make it.
And what if they lose to the Bengals, go 6-8, and the Steelers lose to the Dolphins, and they're 7-7? Is their season over?
The season's not over.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not
asking, do you have hope?
No, I don't have any hope at all anyway right now. It's like, you know, because people ask me, is the season up? No, it's not. It's not over until they have an E next to their name in the standings when they're eliminated. That's when it's over. But, I mean, watching this team for the last 2 weeks, these last two losses in particular against division opponents who they should have beaten, catch them both at home.
Both at home.
I mean, this is as bad as it gets you.
One on a short week.
Yes. One on a short week and one on a long rest. It's like they had the advantage twice. Yeah. So I mean, you have an advantage on them twice. You're at home. You have both the advantage of both those unusual weeks. You lose with the most bizarre circumstances. And like, why would I be hopeful? Like that they'd go anywhere. And somehow they squeak into the crown in the AFC North, which they can. But I mean, you know, winning at 9-8, they're going to win the division and go into the playoffs.
So, Jeremy, you've been preaching for the last 3 weeks that this is so crazy, anything can happen this year, right? Mm-hmm. Can anything happen for the Ravens?
Yeah,
this team can go on a run and get to the Super Bowl.
There's no question they can. I mean, I think Vegas has told you everything you need to know about their expectations for this team. And again, there comes a point where you're like, okay, there's a loss. Okay, they're not right there. The line is telling you where this game should be. The Ravens will be favored in every game the rest of the way, except for maybe the Packers game. I have to see. Mm-hmm. And even that, the Packers aren't going to be a huge favorite over the Ravens if they are. Mm-hmm. So it's just been, that's how disappointing this season is. And I understand, I gave you the pass for the injuries and all the other stuff going on. Even with Lamar coming back hurt, you know, and he's banged up, and we're talking about him missing practice all week. You still don't run the ball with Derrick Henry in the first half against Cincinnati? His first drive ended in a 30-yard touchdown run. And then they don't give him the ball except for 2 more times the rest of the half.
They treat him too much like Superman, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Way too much. Hey, Lamar, win the game. Mm-hmm. Rashawn in Baltimore, what's up, man?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick before I get to the Ravens, right? Rob, you wasn't lying about the parents of your players, man, being about that life. remember last year at the Pikesville tournament out there,
yes.
Y'all play Oakland Mills, man. And I had to hold a couple of your parents back, you know, and break up a little situation.
Well,
back
there, here it man, is again. So. Here's the damn fire starter over here. Wasn't no fights until Rashawn showed up. Got his damn camera out.
I said, got the camera out.
You know what Rashawn's new name is?
What?
Common denominator.
Yeah.
Rashawn, you're the common denominator, man.
Yeah, old world star over here.
I'm hearing that a lot, man. Yeah. hey, but real quick to the Ravens, right? Man, I don't think they see to know if they lose because I think the Steelers are going to lose to the Dolphins, and then the Steelers got the Lions next. And then the Steelers got the Browns, and you know Shedeur Sanders is playing for his job and everything, so the Browns always play the Steelers tough. So I don't think it's necessarily over, but if we lose to the Bengals, I mean, we definitely got to beat the Patriots probably at home. Going on the road is going to be tough against the Packers. And I think it's definitely going to come down to that Steelers game, week 18, and hopefully the NFL flexes that, you know, I got Sunday Night Football, which they normally do if the games mean something in week 18, and we can get our revenge up there up in Hinesville or whatever the hell they call it now.
Accra-Sure.
Whatever the hell that. What does that even mean?
It's a hemorrhoid cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy, have you got some of that? What?
I'm out. I got to go pick some more up. I mean, we apply it generously at my house.
Yeah, have a good one, man.
Man, you ain't coming back and getting me. What are you talking about?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
New Jersey. Chris, what's up, Chris?
Rob, what's going on? Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
you?
Jeremy.
Yeah, hey,
up? Rob, I couldn't call. You know, I wanted to call on Monday so bad on that post-mortem, man, but I had to go to PT in the morning. I could not call. But listen, I went back and I listened, and you were absolutely right about what you said, and I guess the statements don't seem so ridiculous now, but Mike Preston was absolutely wrong, 100%.
About what?
You should expect, remember when you said that those rushing yards didn't matter as much to you, and those,
no, they don't.
That
they
was
don't.
Icing on the cake.
They don't.
They
yeah.
don't, and the decision, man, Pittsburgh is, you know, Mike Tomlin's had our number more than once. And I want to say he's winning the record against Raven Steelers by far.
Him blowing that kiss at the end of the game was more than him blowing that kiss at the end of the game. That was symbolic.
Was?
Yeah.
You know he was. And I hate to say this, guys, but this, for me, the season's over. I really think we're going to lose to the Steelers again. Mike Tomlin's going to do it to us again. we are definitely not beating the Bengals until things improve, you know. Lamar cannot run around just looking for Zay. He's got to spread it around more. And it might be a coaching problem. I'm not putting it all on Lamar because I love that guy. But if the one thing that pissed me off on Sunday, I couldn't call in on Monday and tell you, is when he threw his helmet.
Man, it's depressing, you know, being in Mudville, isn't it?
Jesus. You know, guys, when someone gets angry and throws a temper tantrum, I've always been told that they're mad because there's something you could have done better.
Sure.
You know, and that needs to improve for me. But
I'm glad you said that, because Rob throws temper tantrums all the time, and now I'm going to tell him there's something he could do better.
When I do that, that means there's something you could do better.
That's not what he just said.
That's what he means.
No.
He's saying Lamar's saying there's something that
he could do better. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Jeremy.
Be better, Rob.
Ain't no way. How?
Be better.
Ain't no way. Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Silas?
Hey, man, you've done this a gazillion times. Turn your radio down.
It's down. My bad. I was driving with somebody. You know, they a fan of y'all, man. My bad. I can't help that they're a fan of y'all.
What up, fan? How you doing?
Yeah, they're a fan of Trippies if they're in the car with you.
What's up, man? My man said y'all don't ever answer the phone for him. But anyway, look real quick, right? I'm going to tell y'all a story why Mike Tomlin blew that kiss, right? And I know y'all not going to believe it. So before the game, right, you know, I like to talk trash. I said, hey, Mike, if Pittsburgh don't want you, Baltimore will take you. So my man, shout out my guy, my man B. Stramus from City High School, you know, he do the media joint. He said, hey, Trippy, was you just talking crap to Mike Tomlin? Because he said, damn, that damn fan always got something to say. So I felt like he was blowing a kiss to the Ravens fans just in case he might be the next new head coach. You feel me? Second of all, hey, man, the Ravens might as well just hire me to be the head coach at this point. I mean, I ain't got that much knowledge, but damn, I got some type of knowledge. You know what I mean? Because at this point, if Alele is still the damn starter, when you got Emory Jones screaming out, I'm a right guard, and they still putting him at left guard, it's sad. But, hey, man, I just want y'all to say a prayer for me, man. I was supposed to go to Jamaica today, but unfortunately I can't make it, man.
Man, I'm sorry. I know
that meant a
lot. Yeah, man, I'll text you, Rob. But, man, right. I just want to say this world effed up, man. But I get up with y'all, man. Y'all have a great day.
Ooh, he lost somebody. All right, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
He lost his grandmother, right? He wanted to go down and be with the family.
Yeah. Darius and Towson. What's up, Darius?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I think I'm late. I was going to discuss on the Philip Rivers.
Go ahead.
No, I can chime on the Ravens. I think, to be honest with you, with this Bengals game, I don't think that we're going to lose Sunday. I just think that we're going to get up for this game. I honestly believe that after the Thanksgiving game, the Ravens were so highly favored that they should have beat the Bengals. They kind of were sleepwalking to Pittsburgh, and that's why they was in a hole 17-3. It don't matter who you are in the NFL. It's tough to win a game when you get behind two touchdowns. But now you got to play perfect. So I do think that Harbaugh, Roquan Smith, Lamar Jackson, the troops, they will be ready to win in Cincinnati. I just think that Cincinnati is a bad team. Yes, I'm not saying that the game is going to be a low-scoring game because the way how our pass rush is, we're not going to get the ball that much. But what I am going to say is bad teams find ways to lose. And I'm betting that if we play clean, hopefully no more than two turnovers, I'm guaranteed that Cincinnati will find a way to kill itself. And not to mention this, I haven't heard nobody say this. How is Cincinnati my state is? You got to realize they was winning late in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, two picks.
I don't know how they get up for this game. Because they might just say, you know what, I'm ready for the offseason. I think that Baltimore will be ready. I will be devastated.
Hey, Darius, can I stop you for 1 second? You said bad teams find ways to lose. That's what the Ravens have done the last 2 weeks. Found ways to lose. I got news for you folks. They might not be a good team.
That's the real
They found ways to lose.
The reality of it, yes.
They found ways to lose. They're 6-7.
6-7.
Pot calling the kettle black over here. They found the foul ways to lose the last time they played against Cincinnati.
Joe said turn the lights up so he can see the kettle in the pot.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.